Okay, let's one more time. We're on page 232, Pasuk Yud Beis and Pasuk Yud Gimel. We did these two psukim already. Let's just read them inside. We did all the mafarshim. V'gam ato anum Hashem shuvah odai b'chol levavchem. Hashem is demanding that we do teshuvah. We return to Hashem with all our hearts. U'v'tzoyim, u'v'chiv, u'mispeid. Three different expressions of teshuvah: fasting, crying, and eulogizing. Okay, we discussed this last week. We're still stuck. The only idea we came up with the eulogizing is to mourn over yourself. A person should mourn over himself. Every time he does an avera, he's harming himself. He's causing a loss to himself. He's killing himself. Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'kiru levavchem v'yal b'gdechem, rip your hearts and not your clothing. V'shuvu l'Hashem elokeichem, ki chanun v'rachum hu erech apayim. Hashem is slow to anger, v'rav chesed v'nicham al hara'ah. We discussed at great length, what does it mean, v'nicham al hara'ah? Kadosh Baruch Hu has regret. Kadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind. Kaviyachol al hara'ah. Okay, so we did this already at great length. We're not going to do it in the first place. We are in the middle of going through some of the Mamorei Chazal. On the bottom, where it says Likutei Shas v'Midrash Agada, let's jump down where it says let's start from Ksiv Ikiru. Let's start from over there. Three lines after it gets wide. Again, page 232, Likutei Shas v'Midrash Hatanim on the bottom. Three lines after it gets wide. In the middle of the line, there's a little there are dots. Ksiv it says V'Kiru Levavchem V'Yal Bigdeichem V'Shuvu L'Hashem Elokeichem Kichan V'Rachum Hu. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, im kiratem libichem, b'shuva einatem karim b'gdechem. So this was Rashi. We did this actually last week. Over here, the Medrash learning Pshan the Pasuk is telling you that it's preventive medicine. If a person will do teshuva, then the Churban will not come, and it will not be necessary to write Kriya for all of the tzorois that will come. So it's not just saying, simply it means, Hashem says when it comes to Tisha B'Av, don't go and do these external things, do all these maisim. I would rather you rip your hearts open in Shuvah to Hashem. But the drush is, it's more than that. A person should take advantage of a time when things are good. And when things are good, he should do Teshuvah, so that it should never, Rachmana Litzlam, come a time when there will be a tzara. And when they will be at Sarachmana Litzlan, people die, tragedies happen, and then the halacha demands that we do rice kriya. So do teshuva in advance so that you should never come to a point in time when you need to do teshuva. That's really how Rashi explained Pshat in the Pasuk. It's obviously based upon this Yerushalmi in Mesechta Tainis. Okay, v'loy al, you don't have to do rip your clothing for your children, your daughters. Ela al Hashem elokeichem v'lama. Period. Okay, next Chazal. I'm now up to where it says in the bold letters, 1, 2, 3, 5 lines after it gets wide. Kichanun v'rachum hu erech apayim v'rav chesed v'nicham al hara'ah. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yodison. Erech af ein ksiv kan. It does not say Hashem is slow to anger in the singular. It does not say erech af. It says erech apayim. B'lashon Rabim. There are two different forms of af. El erech apayim. Marich ruchoy im hatzadikim. U'marich ruchoy im horishoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has patience with both tzadikim and with rishoim. And what does it mean? Hashem Ezrach, Hashem holds back his af for tzadikim. So simply means that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at a tzadik. There is no such thing in this world as a person who's perfect. Ein Sadik Ba'oretz Asher Yaseh Toiv V'lo Yechetah. Even a tzaddik makes mistakes. And when a tzaddik makes mistakes, in fact, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has much greater, is much more demanding. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik in tzaddikim kichut hasara. What would be nothing for an ordinary person, by a tzaddik, Kadosh Baruch Hu is toiveya, is much more demanding. Even though Hashem indeed is more demanding, that does not prevent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu has patience. Even with tzaddikim, Hashem does not punish them immediately. Hashem gives them an opportunity to do teshuva before he punishes. And a Rasha on his level, who has sunk to a very, very low level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, has patience with him, does not punish him immediately. Okay, so it's a very interesting concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you learn over and over again is, there's no such thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one size fits all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tailor makes, he tailor his Lord and Tailor. Very good, Lord and Tailor. So the Shparuch is very flexible. Every single, it's very hard for us to appreciate that, especially in this world today we live, we see in the world that people are not tolerant of anyone that is outside their hashkafa, their way of thinking, their way of living. We find a lack of tolerance for other types of people. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is tolerant of every single living creature, and Hashem deals, he conducts himself with them on their level. On their standards, on their level, where they're holding, Hashem is af for tzaddikim and for rishoyim. Next, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, erech af in sivkan same Joshua, elech apayim. What is referring to? Marich ruchoy, a different interpretation. Ad shelo yigbe, a person Hashem as rachmanis until. Now, this play on words. Before a person is yigbe. Now, what does it mean, yigbe? Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects. Hischel ligvois, marich ruchoy v'goyve. Now, what I think what he means to say over here is, let's take an example when a person, the bank forecloses on a home. Bank, the person takes out a mortgage, and he owes money to the bank, and the person is late. Is he's late in making a monthly payment. So what does the bank do? The bank is very patient. Listen, after 10 years, you never missed a payment. No. We'll it's okay. You have a hard time. You're going through a hard time. We'll be patient. We'll let you pay a little later, 15 days later, a month later, 2 months later. Maybe they'll give you a small penalty to encourage you not to do this again. They'll be patient. Happens again. They're patient. Happens again. The patient. It comes a point in time where the bank says, that's it. You're delinquent. You're not paying the mortgage. It's now time to foreclose on your property. And now when they foreclose, they give it over to a collection agency, to professionals, and they come down like a shark. Once the process begins, The brutality is off the charts. They'll come with a padlock, lock up the house, throw you out, call the police. They will foreclose. We had patience, but now our patience has run out. That's it. Finished. The process of collecting and foreclosing is going to be without any rachmanis. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, he has patience. You did an Avera. Okay, I understand. Do teshuvah. Another Avera. And then when it comes to the point in time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the person just doesn't get it, and this is now his new way of life, and it's time to punish, to come down on the person, even then, when Hashem punishes, Hashem does it gently. Hashem doesn't come with a padlock and lock up the house and have soldiers come and drag you out of the house, pick you up, put you in a paddy wagon and take you away. The bank, the president of the bank himself comes down to the person and he apologizes and he says, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do about this. We have investors and creditors ourselves and we have to do this.
This person may have been delinquent, not his fault. He just can't.
Whatever the situation, I'm just giving you an example.
So when Hashem punishes, what happens if it's not your fault? That's the question.
Well, that's a whole discussion. Hashem does not. I don't think there's such a thing. I don't think there is such a thing by Kadosh Baruch Hu for him to punish if it's not your fault. A tinoik shenishba bein ha'akum bein ha'umais. It's not your fault. Hashem only judges a person on his level. But let's discuss a situation where it is your fault, where you do know better. You've chosen the wrong path in life. And now Hashem has to punish. Hashem has patience even in the time of punishment, which is shaloi ki derech ha'olam. The derech ha'olam is, at most, you'll find patience to a certain point in time. And then when you've passed that threshold, The patience runs out and the punishment is brutal or it's complete. This is the drasha of the Yerushalmi. Hashem is marich apay ad shelo yigbe. Before he collects, before he demands restitution, Hischel Ligvois, and even when Hashem demands retribution, the punishment begins. Marich Ruchoy V'goyve. Hashem is slow in collecting. Omar Rabbi Chanino, Amandi, Omar Adrachman of Vatron, Yisvatron B'nei Me'oi. Anyone that, this is a new halach, anyone that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is responding that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel. Vatron means, I'll talk Lashon Hara today. I'll do an Avera today because, you know, Hashem, he's a Vatron. He lets me get away with it. I'll do Teshuva Erev Yom Kippur. I'll clap Al Chait. Anyone who makes such a comment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mevater Al B'nei Me'oi, means a stomach, which I think is just an expression which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, oh, you, who needs you? I'll be Mevater on your existence. It's Mida Kineged Mida. If you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not medactic on a person, does not keep records of every single little thing that he does, Chazal say, per Hashem, when after he dies, it will be read back to him. The things that he does at the moments in time of his life where he thought are the most insignificant moments. Every single thing a person does is recorded and it will be replayed back to a person at some point in time, to his neshama at some point in time. And that's what it says over here. The Gemara person says Hashem is a vatran. Hashem will be Yisvatrun al Me'oi. Me'oi means, I think it means his stomach. And in this context, it means Hashem will be Mevater on his existence. Hashem will just say, you don't believe in me. You don't think I take your life seriously. I will not take your life seriously. Ela, Marich Ruchei V'Gavei Didei. So therefore he seems that this opinion is coming to disagree. He seems to say over here that he holds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevater. Hashem is not Mevater. Hashem is patient to a certain point in time. And then when it comes time for retribution, Hashem is very demanding. So it would appear that the second opinion is coming to disagree with the first opinion. The first opinion says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis at the time before he punishes. And Hashem has Rachmanis at the time when he punishes. The second opinion says, not so fast, don't say that. To say that Hashem has Rachmanis, Hashem never punishes, you are disturbing the way the world, Hashem, the standards Hashem made for this world. Hashem gives patience before he punishes, but when the time of retribution comes, it's going to be complete. There is no Rachmanis. It appears to be a very fundamental disagreement between these two Amorayim in Hashkafa. In Hashkafa, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes after showing patience, is it done through Vitor? Does a Kadosh Baruch Hu still allow a person to get away with what he really deserves? Okay, obviously the Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumah Shalom, there's more depth in this, which I don't know more. Let's go to the next Chazal. Omar Rabbi Levi, Mahu Erech HaPayim. What is Erech HaPayim? Rachik Rages. Marchik is Rugzai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he pushes away his anger. Marshal Lamel Shahilo Shnei, he had Shnei Ligyoinois, two battalions, two armies, Koshim, two very, very difficult, very, very powerful armies. Omar Hamelach, the king says, Im Dorim Heim Imi Medina, Achsha Bene Hamedina, Machisin Oisi, the Heim Oimdim Umachalin Oisan. So the king says, I have a very powerful and loyal military. I realize that this is not to my advantage because if the people in my village, in my country, in my domain, if they anger me, all I have to say to my general is wipe them out, punish them. And in an instant, the people who have rebelled against me will be destroyed. And that's not a good idea because ein melech b'loy am. If I wipe out my countrymen, I don't have a malchus, but I'm impetuous. My nature is to get angry, and all I have to do is press the red button. It's not so good the president should have on his desk the red button. Okay, the nuke. Just press the button. You know, if breakfast is toast, a little bit burnt today, you never know what he'll do. If someone insults the president, you don't know.
He has like a
football. They have a suitcase. You never saw. You never see it. You're a kaddish. You never saw a television show. He has a. Yes, you know, the President of the United States?
Nee.
He has what's called a football.
Nee.
The suitcase. Okay. All the nuclear codes.
Really?
All the nuclear codes. And there's a person appointed to be with him 24-7. They pay people 24-7 to carry the to carry the nuclear codes wherever he goes, just in case he needs to destroy the world.
General?
No, they have a lackey. They have an intern. They have some lackey. They take turns carrying. The guys really know their stuff. They say today the whole technology, everything has changed today. Today the whole
is a football.
It's no. It's they have a code word. The code word is a football. I've read that today everything has changed. It's just for show. The whole thing today, maybe 20 years ago during the Cold War, it was for real. Today the whole thing is just for show. The American citizens like to see it, so they keep on doing it. But the truth is, the way the president would actually activate. It has nothing to do with the football anymore. It's for show. Today, read up on it. Today, it's just for public relations. In any event, the king says it's not a good idea that these armies should be in my vicinity because if I get upset, I may foolishly say to the general, punish the people, and the people will be destroyed in an instant. So what should I do? I should set up a system of delays to reconsider. I'm going to send away the army to a very, very far away place. It'll take a very long time for my army to return from the other end of the world in order to punish these people. And by the time the army returns, the people of the Medina will appease me, will be mefayes me, and I will no longer want to destroy them. Where do we do this? By a koyein. This, again, a koyein who divorces his wife, there is no return. An ordinary Yisrael who divorces his wife, he can take back his wife. In fact, there's a mitzvah. Machzir girushasa is a mitzvah asay. After he divorces his wife, he takes back his wife. What? Machzir Gerushasai? I don't know. Gotta find the field. Machzir Gerushasai is a mitzvah saseh. But a koyein does not have this mitzvah because a koyein is forbidden to marry a divorcee. Chazal were very, very concerned that a koyein, also Chazal said that Kohanim, the Ragzonim, there's a different expression. Kohanim, they get they're impetuous.
Yeah.
They're very hot-tempered.
Yeah.
And if they get upset, they can very quickly, on a fly, and just for nothing, divorce their wife. And then when they calm down, they realize what a foolish mistake they've made by divorcing their wife, and it's too late. There's nothing anyone can do to allow them to remarry their wife. So what did Chazal do when a Kohen wants to divorce his wife? It's a very long procedure. The get is not an ordinary get. It has to be folded after and every line that's so written, you have to let the ink dry. You write a line. Now, it takes a very long time. The ink has to dry. You write a line, let it dry. Then you have to fold it, and you have to stitch it. It takes a very long time. You write another line, let it dry. You have to fold it and stitch it. It takes a very, very long time. The goal is, by the time they finish going through this very long procedure, the Kohen will calm down and will say, you know, she's not so bad.
Second thought.
My wife is not so bad. Who else am I going to get? Who else is going to want to marry me? You know what? Let's stay married. So this technique, we see Chazal will very, you make use of this in Halacha. Ella Hareini, Mishalcha Nederach Rechoika.
Do they do that today?
Yes, of course. Of course they do it today. Of course, the get mekusher, absolutely. So the Gemara here is telling us that the word af is not just a nida of Hashem. Af also represents a malach. Hashem, we don't understand Hashem's ways. Af is a malach, a messenger, an agent of Hashem. Echema is also a nida. Hashem says, I'm going to send these midos after me. And the Birchas Tal, it was Geshem Tal. Geshem? I'm going to send them at a distance. And therefore, is going to say, let them go to far, far away in the event that Klal Yisrael angers me. I send the message to Af and Chema. By the time Af and Chema return, Klal Yisrael will have already done teshuvah, and I will cancel the punishment. Hadohu dichsev. This is what it says in the pasuk. Bo'im me'eretz merchak miktzeh hashamayim. That Af and Chema have to be dispatched, have to be retrieved from a very, very far away place. It's done by design as a delay tactic in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not punish us and to give us time to do teshuvah. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, v'loy oid, elo shenol b'fnehen, better. Not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu send them very, very far away, Hashem actually locks them out of the palace. When they come home, or they're out of the city, hado d'siv, posach Hashem es oitzeroi v'yaitzei es klei zamoi. This pasuk is referring to Af and Chema, and Hashem says, I need to go myself, open up the door to allow them to come, to enter, to leave, they're locked up. That's how Hashem has set up a system, a whole number of layers of delays in order that Klal Yisrael should not be punished on a moment's notice, but rather there should be a delay process in order to give them what? A cooling off period. Very good. Adu Pasach, Adu Torat, Rachmai Kirivin. This is what it says. Before Hashem opens the door to allow Af and Chema to enter, Adu Torat, before they busy themselves by traveling the distance, Rachmoihi Kirivin, Hashem's Rachmanus arrives. Omar Rabbi Shimon, another halacha, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Harei Zor, B'kriya Shema, B'tfila, okay, a new Maimon Chazal. Okay, that's what it means about this. That's what it means about going back to put this in the context. This is what it means in the Pasuk here, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem is Erech Apayim. Okay, so we have now a very new interpretation. We can appreciate this. For that coming up soon, the Yom Leroyim, Hashem is Erech Apayim. The Chazal explained this to mean when Hashem created the world, He created a system where Hashem's instruments of anger, the Malachi Chavala, are sent far, far away. So that in the event that Hashem is angry, there is an automatic cooling off period, there's a delay period where it cannot happen in a moment's notice, Hashem will punish us. It takes a long time. Erech, Hashem is slow to anger. Even if Hashem wanted to punish us right away, Hashem is saying, I can't. There's a process. There's a legal process. You have to go through the bureaucracy. You got to file the papers. You got to send it away. Everything has to be done. You can't expedite the process. And this is done by design for our benefit to give us an opportunity to do teshuvah. Next, last Chazal, Rabbi Shimon says, "Have zor b'kriya shma b'tfila." Person, we're always careful to discuss kriya shel kavana to daven. Ushata mispal al tas tfilas keva el rachim es Chazal always el rachamim v'sachanunim lufnei hamakayim. Baruch Hu shenema. What's the makor of this famous Chazal in Avos that a person should not daven with lip service? A person should add flavor, meaning passion, to his davening. Ki chanun v'rachum hu erech apayim v'rav chesed v'nichom al haro'ah. Hashem is compassionate, merciful, patient, full of chesed. All of these things are emotions. Are emotions. And we have an obligation to imitate Hashem. Mahu racham zekeli v'anvehu. This is my Hashem. Ani v'hu v'anvehu is a composite. Ani v'hu. We have an obligation to imitate Hashem. If Hashem is rachum, chanun, erech apayim, nichum, these are expressions of emotion, and we have an obligation to imitate Hashem, that means we also have to be full of emotion when we serve Hashem. Okay, that concludes this pasuk. Now we're going to go on to the next pasuk. We're up to pasuk Yud Dalet. Mi yoidea, who knows, now you have to add in a word according to the Mitzvah of Shin. There's a letter missing in this pasuk. You have to read this in a more sophisticated manner. As if it means she yoidea, a person who is aware of his shortcomings, a person who is aware of his sins, yoshuv, should do teshuva. V'nicham. Nicham here means repent. Man should change his frame of mind. Instead of living a life where he rebels against Hashem, does not take Hashem into consideration, he should focus on Hashem, v'hishir, and by doing so, it's a beautiful pasuk. He will leave after himself a baracha, he will leave blessing in this world, mincha, a meal offering, v'nesech, libations, l'Hashem Elokeichem, to Hashem your God. Let's see this very beautiful esoteric pasuk in the Mitzvot David. First pasuk Gidal, page 233, in the very bottom. Me, notice the Mitzvot adds in a letter, sheyodea, avoin be'atzmo, a person who is aware that he has sinned, he shall do teshuva, yashuv yischoret, should have regret. Next words of the Mitzvot on the next page, on page 234, v'hishir, ritzoyne loymar, that's a stop sign. If he says these words, it means watch out. The unexpected is about to happen. Af kishiyavoy harbe hinei belechto yashir acharav biracha v'lo yashke sakol. So he's saying over here, he's putting this pasuk back into the context of the entire last two pirukim. We're dealing here with the locust. The locusts are arriving. The locusts are going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. There's going to be nothing. We mentioned it's going to be even l'malo m'derech ha-teva. But Hashem is saying, I'm giving you an opportunity to do teshuvah. If you will do teshuvah, the locust, the word v'hishir, is going on the locust. The locust will pass over your field and will leave something over for you to eat. They're not going to wipe out your crop. They'll leave afterwards a bracha, a blessing. Blessing in this context means you'll have what to eat. You'll have something to survive on. Not only that, you'll be able to take from your field bread to bring a mincha to Hashem. There'll be vines left over in your vineyard to bring nisachim. Not only will you have what to eat, you'll have what to offer to Hashem as a sacrifice. Okay, it's a very real pshat. If not for the Mitzvot David, we really would not have a pshat. This pasuk really comes with everything in this context to explain the pshutoi shel mikra. We're going back now at the end of this perek, end of the section, to the locust. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud dalit.
Letters are missing.
It's a style of writing. In Chamishei Chumshei, you also have this. It's a style of writing, which we're not familiar with. We're used to, I would say, Havdil, reading Nach, like we have our expectation is like the New York Times. The same when you read the article in the New York Times, everything has to be perfectly clear, and everything has to go in sequence. The second word, third word, forward, and no missing letters, no missing words. And if there's something wrong, that means, that's it, I'm not reading this. That's not Nach. Nach is rich. You have to read the words backwards more often than not. You have to read them out of order. You have to decipher an expression. And times you have to add letters. And times you have to repeat words. There are words which are meant to be repeated multiple times in the pasuk to make sense. It's a whole different shprach, a whole different style of writing. This is prophecy. And the reason why it's like that, number one, it adds to the yoifi of the writing. Number two, ayin panim l'torah. When you have this sophistication, it's subject to interpretation. And you can have multiple interpretations, and they're all true. They're all true. Elu divilukim chayim. So here, he's saying over here, it's mishe yodea. If you know that you did an aveiro, yoshuv v'nicham. Now before you go for...
It's not a
kriyam ksiv. Right, it's not. So it doesn't mean you read mi yoshuv, but it's interpreted to mean mishe yoshuv. Rashi says the same thing. Mi yodea sheyesh v'yovan. Rashi Kamat says exactly the same thing. Whoever knows sheyesh v'yovan, Yoshua v'nicham shall do teshuva. Okay, next v'hishir Rashi. The real Gemara is getting it from Rashi. V'hishir hechasil v'hagozam acharav. The locust will leave over bracha nusach acher v'hishir achra bracha al yidei hateshuva tavoy bracha baperos. Through doing teshuva, there will be blessing in your produce. Okay, it's very, 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 very straightforward. Okay, now one thing before you go further, I just want to point out is that we have to really see the Malbum to see how he says this word. We have to remember the Malbum. We spent already a lot of time on this twice. Taught us an idea of the double teshuva: teshuva meyira and teshuva meava. The Malbum explained that it's not one or the other. It's a process. It's a two-step process. You have to start with tshuva meyira, and when you conclude, you do nochamol tshuva me'ava, and we explain, that's why it says here in Pasuk Yudbeis and Yudgimel, it says we're doing tshuva twice. But over here, we have a problem, according to the Malbim. Because here it says you have to do tshuva three times. So what is the third type of tshuva you do? The tshuva meyira, tshuva me'ava. So what's the third type of tshuva? So let's first see the Malbim, and I'll tell you an idea, which I think is not so far-fetched, but let's first take a look at the Radak. We'll get to the Malbim, then we'll go back to this question. Pasuk Yudalit. In the Radak. In Radak, on page 233. Mi yodea yoshev nicham. Yesh mefarshim. Mi yodea ulai yoshev hokel yisparach. He is learning not the shin. The Radak, in the first interpretation, omits the shin. Doesn't say, mi sheyodeya. He's saying, who knows? He's saying over here, it's like, you know, you say, who knows what's going to be? Who knows? Like, it sounds almost like he's from the 21st century. Yoel, right? Yoel is a modern man, a Renaissance man. He's saying, mi, who knows what's going to be? It's a very unique type of expression. It's like, yes, they learned the Daf Yomi. It says over there, zu sheela. Very, 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 the Gemara says, Shal boy mine, so-and-so, from whoever it was, and he says, ah, zu she'ela, excellent question. How often in Shas did you ever have such a thing where boy mine, abay mine, all these shalas, and the response is, that's a good question, and this is the answer. Yeah, Mochamta Shel Torah. What's going on? All of a sudden, what's going on over here in this Mizvachim, whatever that's Tzadi Beis?
Yeah.
It was an excellent question. So here, it's also a very unique response. According to the Radak, Yoel is saying, you know, I've told you this prophecy. Mi yodea, who really knows what's going to be? It's very interesting, very, very different. We're not what we're used to. Yesh Mefarshim. Because obviously the Radak is disturbed. There's no shin. I don't like what Rashi says. I don't like what the Mitzuda says, even though Mitzuda live way after him. I don't like what's going on over here. Mazel Tov, Ramayevsky. If you have a granddaughter, right?
Mazel Tov.
Mi yodea. Yesh mefarshim mi yodea. Who knows? Ulai Yoshev, maybe Halavai, Halavai Yoshev, Hakel Yisporach V'nicha. Maybe Hashem will change his mind. V'yaf al pi shamarnu ki mimidoy savchu shenicha malara bein savik bazeh. Af al pi chen im rabu hu avoynos lo yinochem ad sheyanish me'at oiraf. He's saying an incredible chiddush. What do you mean? What do you mean? Who maybe mi odeya? He's a navi. And a Navi knows that this, by Ribbono Shel Olam, the gates are never sealed. Hashem will always accept teshuva and be mevatel the gezerah. So therefore, the Radak is challenging Yoel. How can you say mi yodea? Yoshev v'nichad. He's saying, you have to take a step back. What is how does he tie it to Yoshev v'nichad? Means who is the subject of the two words? Yoshuv v'nicham. According to Rashi and the Mitzudos, it's referring to a person. That a person, mi sheyodea, a person who knows that he's guilty, Yoshuv, this individual, this human being, should do teshuva v'nicham, and this individual should change his evil ways. Radak says, no, the whole pasuk is describing Hashem. Hashem is the subject of this pasuk. Mi yodea, who knows what's going to be? If Yoshev v'nicham, if maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam will change his mind and cancel the gezerah. So the Radak says, what? Mi yodea? Of course Hashem will regret, will cancel the gezerah. All we have to do is teshuva. This goes against our hashkafa. There's nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is etched in stone. If we'll do tshuva, of course Hashem will yoshuv v'nicham. How then can Yoel say, mi yodea, who knows, maybe, maybe, yeah, maybe not. So So the answer is, of course, it's not coming to deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says we will do to enough teshuvah so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to be Yashuv Nicham Al Hara. That's what it means. Doesn't mean that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, will change his mind. But who says that we will do enough teshuvah to prevent us from receiving punishment before we do enough teshuvah to cause, to influence Hashem through our teshuvah to change his mind? Lefichach Amar Miyodea. Oh yeah, Perusha. Or we can say, Mi Shenar, he goes, he says the Pshat of Rashi and Radak, Mi Sheyoidea. Going on the person, Darke, me, a person who knows the Darke Hatashuva, it's a little bit different. See, Rashi and the Mitsudo says, Mi Sheyoidea, Sheyeshvei Oven. He's saying a person who knows the technique, the Mahalech of how to do tshuva, Mi Sheyoidea, Darke Hatashuva, Yashuv, he will do tshuva, Vinicham, Elokim, Alaroha, Zois, period. Anyone who knows that he has a sin, that's what Rashi and the Mitzvah says. Yosuv should do tshuva min hoin from their averos. V'yisracham Elohim Hashem l'rachmanis Hashem. Now he's saying v'nicham according nicham is going on Hashem. A person who knows that he has in his possession sins, he should do teshuva v'nicham, and the Ribbono shel Olam will cancel the gzera. Okay, so they're all very similar. All those mahalchim of the Rabbi Yonason and the second parish of the Radak and Rashi, they're all the same idea. If a person knows that he has sins in his possession, he should do teshuvah and change his ways. If a person who knows how to do teshuvah, doing teshuvah is a skill. It's not something that you know how to do. You have to be taught. You have to be trained in special teshuvah school. You have to go to a special course. And how to do teshuva. If you know what you're doing, then you can do teshuva, and you will learn how to change your ways. You have to go to you have to be trained professionally how to do teshuva, and then you change your ways, and Hashem will change your ways. Or like the Radak, his first parish is, who knows if Hashem will have rachmanis upon us? There's a gezerah. Things are not good. They do not look good, and the future is not rosy. Who knows what's going to be? Will Klal Yisrael wake up and realize what's going on and do teshuva before it is too late? That's a powerful statement. That's the world of reality. Okay, the Purim was the rare exception. Leich kinois es kol haYehudim hanimzim b'shushan v'tzumu olav yaltochov yaltishtu. Purim was the rare exception when Klal Yisrael woke up. They woke up, they got together, they davened, they did the real deal. Unfortunately, study history, we never woke up. We never got together. We don't do it. And that's exactly the frustration being expressed by Yoel according to the interpretation of the Radak.
Isn't that the story of Purim?
I told you, Purim is the rare exception.
Yeah.
Is the rare exception. Klal Yisrael. Esther said to Klal Yisrael, Lech kinois es kol haYehudim, gather them, v'tzumu olai, fast for me, v'al toichul v'al tishtu, and they did, and they all accepted the gzeirah. There was no Pesach, there was no Seder, they cancelled the Siddurim, they fasted 3 days in a row, nothing. Could that happen today? Today, is there anyone that we respect enough would tell us that there's a time of sakana and therefore fast on Pesach and don't have a seder? Is there a koyach today? Is there a koyach today where the Gantz Klal Yisrael will come together to fast to do tshuva? Purim was the rare exception. Unfortunately, in history, there were warning signs of every gzera we know. Chazal tell us all the gzeras. We read about the Crusades. There were warning signs about the Crusades. And they send messengers, they ask for help. There are a lot of different years, there's so much history. And unfortunately, Klal Yisrael did not fully take advantage of the warning signs to come together to the degree that they did in the time of Purim. And this is the frustration of Yoel according to the interpretation of the Radak. Yoel is saying, I don't see, the future does not look good. There is a terrible Churban coming to the land. And he says, Niyodeya, who knows Yashuv v'nicham? Who knows if Hashem will change his mind? Who knows? I didn't do your gimel. I didn't. We did. We did. Yes, we did. We did it.
Once you have coil, if the evil guy
crying out, the pillar, the tshuva.
Right, of course. Right, right, exactly. That's what we're saying over here. Right, but he's saying, but we have to do it. We have to do it. And he's saying he's expressing over here, mi yodea. Are we up to the task? Are we gonna see the signs? Okay, now let's take a look at the Malbim. The Malbim pasuk Yudalit says, mi yodea hoisav lema shagam im klal hatzibah lo yirtzu losho b'shuva. Now he's giving us a general rule. If Klal Yisrael does not, they fail. They do not come together as a group to do tshuva. Al kol paroni mitzave al hayechidim mi mehem mi sheyedeh mevin hu sheyoshev nicham. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful what the Malbim is doing. The Malbim is lishitasai. The Malbim says it's a two-step tshuva process. The two steps is tshuva meyira and tshuva meyava. And now he's saying, let's say, but that's halavai, but let's say the Klal Yisrael fails. This was for the Klal. Pasuk Yudeis, Pasuk Yudgimel, is for the Tzibur. What happens if the Tzibur does not come together as a group to do Teshuvah? So now Pasuk Yudgimel, Yudalit says, at least the individuals who do see the warning signs, who do appreciate that there's a Gezerah and things do not look good, at least they, the Yechidim, should do Teshuvah. This is how he learned, beautiful, very beautiful, how he learned Shana the Pasuk. Even the Yechidim, me the Hoysev Leimel, Shagamim, Klalat Tziba, Lo Yirtzu, Lashu, B'Shuva, Al Kolponim, Ani Mitzaves, HaYechidim, Mi Mehem, whoever they may be, Mi She Yoidea, Umevin, Hu Yoshev, V'Nicham, Al Avonaisav, V'Gam, She Teshuvah, Sayochid, Lo Yoyel, Levat, Lak Zerg, B'Chlala, and even though we know that the Teshuvah of an individual is not potent enough to be Mivat, Lak Zera, Al Kolponim, Yishoer, Acha, B'Racha, at least it will succeed to a degree for that yachid, he at least will have a she'eris. There will be something left from him. She yishoer mincho v'nesach la'Hashem elokeichem yitzayer shalufi ribu ha'chaytim v'yachatoim kein tirbe hara'o v'yim echa mehem yashu b'shuva b'tismayit ha'puranis haro'i lova gifi achel ko ish ahu b'ro ha'klolis v'yishoer mincho v'nesach l'beis Hashem. At least something, just a general description, at least whatever the yachid will do will be effective, at least to the mevatel the gzer to a degree, at least a small amount. Okay. Survive, exactly. And even if they do not survive, others survive. There's always, and you have to say that's only because of the zuchus of the yachidim. Well, and even the tzibur also, everyone, there is always tshuva. The problem is it was not enough. But it's not all or nothing. Just because the tzibur as a whole has failed to be mevatel the gzeir in its entirety, it's not all or nothing. There are survivors. And those survivors only come in the zuchus of the individuals who have done a sincere teshuva. So this is how the Malbim learns. Okay, now before we go further, and today I want to just tell you just another idea. There are three levels, really building upon what the Malbim says. The Malbim says that over here that he takes sort of the three different levels of teshuva. The first two are for the tzibur, yira saremus, yira me'ava, and then the third teshuva is for the individual. Perhaps we can say, it's a very famous part, is that when we bench Rosh Chodesh, how many times do we ask for yira shemayim? We ask for yira shemayim three times. We start with yiras chodesh of yiras chet, of fear of doing an Avera. And then we ask for Yiras Shamayim. And then we say Yiras Shamayim afterwards, but only when it's preceded by Ahavas Torah, the Yiras Shamayim. So in truth, there are three levels of Yira. There's Yiras Chet, Yiras Shamayim, and the Yiras Shamayim, which comes after Ahavas Torah, which teaches us that there are three different levels of yira. The most basic, fundamental level of yira is be afraid of doing an avera. Don't do an avera. If you do an avera, Hashem will strike you down. There is gehenim and there's suffering, there's punishment. To some people, that's very appealing to warn them. Then there's another level. There's nothing to do with sin. It's just awe. You are in awe of Hashem. Forget about sin. We know, we appreciate you. You're certain people in our lives that we in their presence, we're afraid. Well, we should be. There should be someone in our lives. Maybe we once had people like this. You're afraid to be in their presence. Awe. And then there's a level of, it's even higher than awe. It's a love of, it's a fear of love. The fear is, you're afraid that you should not, the love you have for this person should not lessen, or the love they have for you. It's a different level. It's above awe. It's a love fear. It's hard to describe.
Something like, you don't want to disappoint.
Exactly. You don't want to disappoint them. You're afraid you're going to disappoint them because you love them so much. Excellent. You're afraid. You're afraid of yourself. Right? You're not afraid of the person. You're afraid of the person. But your love for them is so great. You're afraid that you're afraid of yourself. You will disappoint them. That's the highest level.
And Malcolm says that as well. On Be'ol, Ba'iroi Yaakov, Be'ol, Ba'yitzel. What's the double Oshon, Ba'yitzel? Was he
afraid?
He was afraid. Why he was afraid?
You should not disappoint Hashem.
He shouldn't have been afraid. You know, God gave him a haftacha that b'shafti b'shalom, and now he felt that he might have been, his fear generated a fear of disappointment in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it bothered him. That's the Malcolm over there.
Like the worst thing a Rebbe could say.
Yeah, but still, that's
more from
the
thought.
Right.
Like the worst thing.
You should have had
more. So these are three levels. Fear of Aver. I don't want to get burnt. I love myself. I don't want to get burnt.
That's a high level.
Oh, believe me, it's a very high level. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, Halavai, you should fear.
It's not a simple level.
It's not a simple level. 100% Halavai, we shouldn't be near, even close to that level. Granted, without question. But there are three levels. Yiras Chet, Yiras Shamayim, and then the Yiras Shamayim, which is merged together with Ahavas Torah. Ahavas Torah of Yiras Shamayim. Three, we're not just, no, everyone makes the joke. After you have Oshav V'Chavad, everyone makes a joke in Beruch Hashem Chodesh. After you have Oshav V'Chavad, oh, Nachamol, you need Yiras Shamayim. Okay, that's a very, very, you know, that's a litzonis. There's something very deep. So if you take that idea and you inject it into this psukim, I'm just thinking out loud is, the Malm already told us, it says here that every time it says we're doing tshuva, there's a new different type of tshuva. The Malm is learning that the first two are addressing the tzibur. Yiras, a tshuva meyira, a tshuva meava, and then a teshuva for the yechidim. If the tzibur doesn't want to do tshuva, at least the yechidim. Perhaps we can suggest is that these are the three levels of teshuva. Teshuva, you start with tshuva of chet, and that's tsoim uvechiv mispeit. Then you come to a tshuva of his roimimus, yiras haroimimus, or, and then the last one is a teshuva, which is coming, see, it's coming after the midos of Hashem. It says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'kiru levavchem v'yal begdeichem v'shuvu l'Hashem. Hashem wants your heart. Fear. What does it say by after Matan Torah? After Matan Torah, Hashem said to, Klal Yisrael said to Moshe, we don't want this anymore. We can't deal with Ribbono Shel Olam coming and speaking to us. And Moshe says, excellent. It's exactly how, as I said, that Hashem should instill his fear, I don't remember the exact words of the Pasuk, should instill his fear in your heart. The fear should be instilled in your heart. That's what it says in the second Pasuk of Gimel, V'kiru levavchem. Open up your heart. Allow the fear of Hashem to penetrate. V'yal migdeichem, v'shuvu l'Hashem. What? That's Ahavas. I want to focus only on Yira. Only on Yira. So go vital. Go vital. You have to go vital. There's a positive that says Mantia Yirasai al Penechem. The Vildi Secheto, but there's another pasuk maybe. Okay, but let's assume now this level. Then we have love, expressions of love. What are the expressions of love? Hashem is chanun, v'rachum, erech apayim, v'rav chesed, v'nicham al hara. Now come, this is the ahavas Torah. This is all the mushy stuff here. All the love. And then what does it say? Oh, mi yodea. A person who knows what all of these emotions are, rachum, v'chanun, how much, then there's another level of teshuva. Nochamal Yoshua v'nicham, do tshuva again. Now do the tshuva of Ahava, the Yirah Shamayim, which comes after the Ahavas Torah. See, there are three levels. Tshuva mechait, teshuva yiras haroimimus, and a teshuva which comes after your recognition of how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you, how much we are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do you think I will? Okay, almost finished. Anyway, okay. Okay, so now let's go. Let's now go to. Okay, let's now move ahead. Let's move ahead to Pasuk Tes Vav. Tiku Shofar B'Tzion. Now, if you remember going back to the Abarbanel, the Abarbanel that was quoted on page 234. Going back to the Abarbanel was quoted by the Mincha Gedoyla. And he told us that this Perik Yud, Perik Beis, until Pasuk Tes Vav, we are referring to the Churban Bayis Rishayim. And starting with Pasuk Tezvav to the end of this parak, we're now going to describe the Churban Bayis Sheni. This is the parish of the Abarbanel, recorded by the Mincha Gedoyla, because if you're not going to say that pshat, you're going to be very confused why here is there so much repetition. So it says, so there it's all Peneichem, doesn't say on your heart. There it says that pasuk, I made a mistake. Or maybe there's another pasuk that talks about there should be fear, should be injected into your heart. Okay, whatever, we'll leave whatever it is. But still, I think the idea is still, there's some truth to the idea. No, that's not something. Okay, so now according to the Barinel, we're now beginning to discuss the Churban Bayis Sheni. Because otherwise, we're going to have the difficulty, why is there repetition? What's it saying there? We already went through all these ideas. So obviously, there are different nuances in the Chiluk, to appreciate, if we pay close attention, we'll be able to appreciate the difference between the Churban Bayis Rishon, the effect, and the Churban Bayis Sheni is a different lesson to learn. It's very appropriate. It's now the 9 days, right before Tisha B'Av, the difference between the two. Tiku Shofar B'Tzion. Blow the shofar in Tzion, Kachu Tzoyim, designate a day of fasting. Kiru Atzara, same thing we had before, call for a Atzara. We had different Perushim, a gathering. Everyone either should come together to do tshuva, or it means people should be bottle mimalacha. Do not go to work. Hold yourself back from going to work.
In
okay, he tain as their hearts should fear me. Okay, so I've been vindicated. Okay, there's a yira that goes into the heart, and then there's a yira of love, which is what comes afterwards. Okay, pasuk tezav tikkun shavitzion v'kachu tzav v'kiryat atzara. Atzara we learned last time means two things. It means either come.